Gemara in Pesach. Gemara in Sukkot, which you began, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. We are taught this halacha. Every mitzvah you do, you have to make a bracha over Las Yosef. We spoke about some of the lumzus yesterday, what the nature of the din is, etc., etc. Today we're continuing and getting to a number of important examples, also based on the Sugya Masechta Pesachim, where this Sugya is discussed at some greater length. And it comes up in Nuchos Pesach. And there we saw that any mitzvah we call Nimsheches, which would last for a long time, you can make a bracha in the middle, because it goes on at least what comes afterwards, whether it goes back retroactive. We spoke about it a little bit yesterday. My clerk was about this very point. Now, so we saw this yesterday in the pre-Megadim, Mishpat Zalzov, Siman Tov Lamed Beis, end of Sivkot and Gimel. Okay, so you, in certain cases, you would make a mitzvah, you make a bracha on what we call a mitzvah Nimsheches. Gives examples, right? What's the examples? Gives examples, for example, over here. Okay. Mitzvah sheyesh lo meshach zman. Hainu, says the Prima Megadim, kshaose mitzvah, your body is involved. O lovish tefillin, muta petzitzis, ho'osa ma'ake, v'lo birech, shuv eina mevarech. Because the mitzvah is history. I did it already. I did it. Done. 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 Okay. Done. That's what we thought. Done. Finished. Okay. Let's go a little further than that. What not? He says, ma'ake. He discusses Ner Chanukah. Afal pisha dayin mitzvah kaim ein mevarech. Fascinating. Fim lo hid l'kulam mevarech. You hear what's going on? You make a bracha even though it's only what we call mahajin. We learned to Hichos Chanukah. We spoke about this. Mahajin and Chanukah is different than all other mahajins. It requires a bracha. Then he says, im hidli b'chakach iniach afal gav d'kaim adlok osa mitzvah im lo iniach ha'chakach lo yosa. Can I die in Osik b'mitzvah? Sarachim. L'chadchila af sheyesh lahem meshach zman tov l'baruch over the yosan mamish. Ideally, of course. Now, when he says you don't make a baruch on a makeh, what about a mezuzah? Rabbi Kivega suggested, maybe yes, and we thought no, because even though the mezuzah, the mitzvah continues, there's no ma'aseh mitzvah. It's nothing to do with your body, it just happens by itself. And we thought, you cannot make a bracha in such a circumstance. Fine. So now, Rabosai, Tov Lamed Beis is very important. We're holding today Rosh Chodesh Iyar. It's true, it's the second day, it's already Iyar, but still, it's still, after all, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which comes right after Nisan. So we're spending a lot of time today about Hichos Pesach. And we hopefully finish today. Leftovers, maybe into tomorrow. Tomorrow's an early shir. I just remind you about that. So the Ramah writes, as we said yesterday, im hischa livdak b'lo brocha, yivarech kol zman shlosim b'dikasa. Okay? That's what it says. After you finish, obviously you cannot make a brocha, right? That's obviously implied by the Ramah. Says the Magen Avraham, not so simple. Let's read the Magen Avraham together, Moshe. Not so simple. Pirish, tim siem lo yivarech achshav el yivarech lemocha b'shas sreifa. Hear what's going on? A nupsha. Make a bracha b'shas sreifa. Wow, who said that? The yivarech al birchavitz. That's a lashon. V'yafa b'shas bitlo mikom gom chayv l'sofa mitakonis chachamim. V'yod to oma kol chamiyad lo chazitay. Aval achomet shirah v'lo bitel lo shirah lo bitel. The guy Marik Shavash Kufar and Dal cost of the Eshom Shivarach Liola Bishas Srefa will be Koshkin Kiagavna. The Ayan Babach Shesov Tavorov Tzorachim Shakos of Laramba Mentor Lavorach. They are Rambam Kosam Kalmitsu Sheshul Meshul Zman Chayav Lavorach. So the Bach said what I would have said. Once the Bedikas Chametz is over, it's too late. That's what Ramah is saying. And I'm a Bach man. Right? He says, no, he says, it's still going. It's still going. Now, the Taz says something similar. The Taz, like the Magen Avraham, again, against his Shver, against the Bach, because Masha Sim Mikri Adayin Ovel Asiyaso, because Sim Abedika Lo Yevarich, oh, Afal Gav Adayin Agmash Shemitzah the Fana, but Bir Mikom Gom, Lo Shach Broch Eino Osim Maisa Shemitzah. Yadir Ali, to be low Birich Ad Gemar Abedika Yevarich Mishoah Hey, Kishe Osim Mishreva as Chomas, as like the Magen Avraham said, against his father of the Bach. The Osim Maisa Mikar Amitzah, the Rosh Pesachim, what did he say? So the Rosh is bothered by Akasha. Why do you make a bracha on Bidikas al Bir Chametz Orla Abbasar? This year was Thursday night. Should make a bracha Friday. When you burn the chametz, that's the real mitzvah, Rabosai. That's ikar mitzvah in HaTorah, Tashbisu, when you burn the chametz. Not when you just check in the house. Omer Ani, close the Rosh. Totsoas chametz. How many have a more psachim with them today? Was there more psachim? You didn't bring it today? Okay. I brought mine, but since you don't have it, we'll read it from the screen. Totsoas chametz konez manisuro lo nafim mitashbisu. When we get rid of the chametz, Rabosai, which we all do, on Erev Pesach in the morning, that's not Tashbisu. The Tashbisu Hainu Sreifa, it's a machlokas, are you aware of that? Rabbi Huna and the Chachamim, is there a mitzvah to burn the chametz, you can get rid of anything you want, throw it down the toilet. Rabbi Huna says, Sreifa, the Chachamim say, any way you want, just throw it into the sea, no problem. So he's, according to Rabbi Huna, there's a mitzvah of Sreifa. Lord Sivsa Torah of Sreifa, Ele Achaz Mani Suro, do me the Noser. The derivation of Sreva is from Noser. Noser, Vanoser, Ad Boga Beish Nisrofu, after became Osa. So to Chometz, after Chatzos, comes Osa Minator, we pass like a Yehuda, that's when you have to burn it. Avabot Shumuta Bachila, Lo Yisrefenu. Now it's, wait a minute, it's a 2-hour gap. It's Muta Bachila, we'll just give round numbers. This year, since we're doing a daylight savings time, these days Chatzos is also around 1 o'clock. This year was exactly 1 o'clock. Bachatzi, it was exactly 1 o'clock. Was Chatzos this year Pesach, so 11 o'clock you have to stop eating. 12 o'clock you have to can't have any hanoi afterwards. It's really no longer yours. It's Shosh Shishis. And 1 o'clock is the Din Daraisa. So you're saying over here, when it's still Mutar Bachila until 11 o'clock, Lo Yisrefenu, U'Mashotzi Nosam and Abayis, Hayna Shlo Yarvel Abayiroa. End quote. That's a quote of the Rosh. What did the Rosh mean? Says the Taz. Zeh poshut. To lo hiksha Rosh lomol yivarach shenis amasha mekai mitzvah d'oraisa. Ki be rishon lo birach ele b'sham mitzvah d'rabonon. To came in the kvar birach ha birach chometz hech yivarach brocha achas beis pomba be mitzvah achas. The Rosh's kasha was not you make a second ar birach chometz by day. That's no kasha. Ela de huk shalo al ike takonis chachomim shahav le letaken ha brocha b'shas ki mitzvah d'oraisa. Postpone the bracha until the daytime when you burn it for full tashbisa daraisa. Lezeh, to the answer this kasha. Lezeh, Rabosai. It's a good kasha. Lezeh, tirates. To us, ain kan daraisa. When we get rid of our chametz and erev Pesach in the morning, there's no daraisa yet. Why? Came in the dying heteru till chatzos to a mutter, and the midrabbanan who b'shulchashash achakach. What achakach? When once either 12 o'clock comes or when nightfall comes, you're in violation of bayor bayabatsi. It's machlokas and rishonim. Him kain yeshul levorach alas cholash igamken derabbanan. Here a derabbanan, there a derabbanan. We may as well make the bracha at the beginning of the derabbanan by the bedika. Now wait till the Darabonim that you do the next day. Had it been a Daraisa, we would have waited. That's shot in the Rosh. Fine. watch this Taz's conclusion from this. V'im kein ruchach k'mosh chesavti, dim lo birich ala ascholah, shi derabonon, yivorach b'shohei, shu gam kein derabonon, kein nir la nir zayti. So the Taz is the same as the Magen Avraham. You would make a bracha later on when you burn the chametz on Erev Pesach in the morning. Wow. Wowee. You don't have a bracha, you know. I can't resist, forgive me, but I have to pick up my Gemara Pesach. If I carry such a heavy Gemara, at least open it. No one brought today Pesach? Yeah, not a big one. All right, so I won't even bother opening it. Let's look to the Mordechai that I asked you to see on the Mamre Komis. Are you finished Mamre Komis yet? Still not. Close? Not even close. Should we wait till Wednesday? Okay, wait till Wednesday. I'll have to give you one tomorrow, but wait. Okay, we'll have some preliminaries tomorrow. So the Magen Avraham, Rabosai, is a lot based on the Mordechai. The Mordechai is something incredible, and I want to follow the paper trail. I know it's Rosh Chodesh year already, but we're still in the afterglow of Pesach. The Mordechai, in Masechta Pesachim, was an amazing phenomenon. Watch this and look carefully. Every word counts. Wow. Here it is. Watch now. The machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. The Gemara daf Yud Beis and Mid Beis. Omer Yuda. Emasai ubisreifa shalom b'shas biuro. Ava b'shas biuro ashbasaso b'chol dova. Even the Tanna Rabbi Yuda agrees that kol dova, you don't have to burn it b'shas biuro. Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. The mizman o isra ve'elech kori shalom b'shas habiru. Fishib emne odem mamtina kol kach levar. Everyone does it earlier. So when do you have to burn it? After Chatzos. Proof, as we saw before, but no salamadu. But Rashi said, fakert. Shalom b'shas b'yuro ha'ina b'sheish. In the sixth hour. Ava b'shas b'yuro, then a b'sheva, after Chatzos, hashbasosa b'chol dover. Wow. Machlokas flip between the father, grandfather, grandson. Watch this now. Pirsha ben Atam, the Mefarish, the Beshas, Gurash, Mesosa, Becholdover, Haida, Beshoshishis, does regilim olam levaro, ein afkus, the Mepsak, Zekule, hai. Who cares if Pasak of Yehuda, Pasak of Bonham? No one, they're fighting after 12 o'clock. No one keeps Chamas that late. And other Masha Chemso, Arach, Hatzos. Viaf, the Pirish, Rashi, the Pirish. Shalom, Beshas, Biuro, Beshesh. B'shash b'yur ha'ina b'sheva u'b'sheva chashbosa b'chol dover. And we burn Rabosai. We burn before. No, not because we have to burn or throw it down the sewer. B'shach ha'mish is modeh shemavar b'chol dover. And we will burn b'shach ha'mish. Rabosai, I'm asking you a question. Why do we burn b'shach ha'mish? Take your time. You have to show shishis to burn. You don't want to know why? Tell you why. It says in the Gemara, Pesachim, I hope you saw this Gemara. Habodek Tzorach Sheyavatel. That means Thursday night, you know, a few weeks ago, when we did the Bedikah, do the Bittel, Kol Chamir. What do we say in that Nosa? We saw in the Marik. Kol Chamir, the what? The Chazite, right? The Lo Chazite, excuse me, the Lo Chazite, the Lo. The bottle after your hour. What I didn't see, I just checked the house. I found 10 crumbs and maybe some other things. Put them in a bag. Whatever I didn't see, the bottle. What about my piece of bread I'm having tomorrow for breakfast? That's not bottle. You can't even bottle getting for breakfast. That's ridiculous. Only what I don't see. That's the reason that. But in the time of the Gemara, there was no bittle by day. pashtus. So therefore, he can burn in the sixth hour. Why not? But however, bizman hazeh, everyone does a second bittul on Erev Pesach. But you can't do the bittul after the beginning of the sixth hour. Why not? Because it's no longer yours. Or it's no longer b'shuscha. Shnei dvarim ena b'shuscha shel adam, chometz mishei shos on the malam. From the beginning of the sixth hour. So we have to do a bittul before the sixth hour. You're supposed to burn the chometz before the bittul to fulfill the mitzvah of sreifa, which Rabbi Yehuda requires. You have to do it before the bittul. Once it's mevatel, it's no longer yours. It's hefka, it's like dirt. You know, when you're burning dirt, you accomplish anything. We have to therefore move up the sreifa till the fifth hour, so we can burn it, and then still have time to do a bittul in the fifth hour. Have we made so far? Oh. So he starts off by saying, "B'shachamishis, modeshim mevar b'choldal." So then we're wasting our time with all our fires with the fire department. It's a waste of time because we all do it in the fifth hour. Have Shmuel Palaiza Omar, Shamati Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avraham, sheragil lahashos prusa achas milasof at tchilas shos shema. The lekayim bir chametz bismano. Could appear Rabbi Natan. The period of shalom b'shas biru b'tchilas shema. Rabbi Natan said, when did Rabbi Yehuda require sreifa? Only in the seventh hour. So he would hold on to chametz. Can you imagine this? I think his wife would throw it out. How did she allow it? We're the rabbis into the ritzvah. These funny husbands. We're making chumas. I'm not making chumas in my house after chatzos and everybody. Kidding? I guess he maybe held it somewhere else. I don't know exactly. Did it? Yeah. Says the Mordechai, watch this. Upliyahi the mepnein and the tugir sos. Either sreifa or bracha, the beer. She'ein eled midrabanon, hayasomech al hashos, lama v'somech tashbisu minitil Hashem. In other words, you're supposed to burn it immediately at chatzos, and he could get me off for a little bit. He's off for a little bit, to be in violation of the mitzvah of tashbisu, just in order to do what? Because if it's either sreifa or bracha. If it's sreifa, just to have the chumah of Rabbi Yehuda, to be in violation of tashbisu, according to everybody, when you're not burning at the split second of 12 o'clock, or for us it's 1 o'clock on daylight savings time, or bracha. It means you make a bracha after you burnt it on the Doraisa. We saw before the Rosh, you don't make a bracha later, because it's here at the Rabbanan, there at the Rabbanan. So you get an impression the Ritzvah wanted to postpone the bracha to make it on the Doraisa. Yeah, but you're taking a chance on Tashbisu. So which is the correct Girsa? Will the correct Girsa please stand up? There's a Mordechai, okay? So the Mordechai. So who is he quoting? So before we see the Lashon of the Mordechai, I think it's worth it to see the Lashon of the Ma'arik, and then we'll see the Mordechai. Before we see the Ozarua that he's quoting, he says over here, Abosai, he quotes over here, Rav Shmuel Palaiza. Who is he? Anyone ever hear of him in your life? Huh? Or as the Ruach quotes him, he is the one who wrote the Yotzvus to Shabbos Hagol. He had a commentary on it. It was written by Yosef Tuvelim, which we spoke about on Shabbos Hagol in my house. But it was Yosef Tuvelim's Yotzvus is such a sefer limud that Rav Shmuel Palaiza wrote a whole lengthy parish on that Yotzvus, and the Ozeru has it in the back of his sefer. Before we see it in the Ozeru, let's first see how the Ma'arik quotes. We'll see this. It's very interesting. It's fascinating. The paper trail is fascinating. Watch this. Here we go. Asher tomato. Oh, watch this. Dalit. Al asher toler av Shmuel. Tam shahaisa prusa chametz advav shos leriva. We saw that in the Mordechai. Shabracha, that's the girsa, but it's probably the correct girsa. Sreif for bracha. Tomata shtei tmius. Vimki talisa shnir barishona Lo evanti lama, he made him shtei kushes. He's talking to some chacham echad who had two kashes. Prudus, zubi zub. Ala rishon asher tamata. Bracha b'shas reifa maya vidite. There's no, we don't make a bracha when we burn the chametz. Nobody. Akna l'chot chila tosefes shita perakama de psochem. Habot et zorach shivarach. Nim shivet shuvas rashi. Yesh bnei odom, shivarachim b'shas bedik al bedikas chametz. Uvishas Reifal Beer Chametz. Woo! Crazy people. Try to make more brachas. Vitos hu biyadam. Tabir havi bidika. Harelecha. Deil shesh levarech bishas beer. Such a sheet exists that Shuvas Rashi rejects. Rav Shmuel umi also adas. Ogame rivo atzmo. Ainem anatema. Maybe he'll like Shuvas Rashi, the Yeshom and Shuvas Rashi. Rashi thinks he made a mistake. They have that opinion. You make a bracha when you burn the chametz. The old. Ki zecha ledova, mashkotav asmag b'shem arivo, shumine kosher, watch this, lachzor levatel b'shas abir, meshurogo liknos lechem v'chule, ochoza v'zocha v'chule. Okay? A second bittel, which never existed at the time of the shas. The smag says it, the rush says it, we all do it, Shulchan Aruch says it. Because you may have acquired more chametz in the interim, and also because you include, you know, the chazit and the lo chazit, you saw it, etc. Kamo kain and a somech al abracha came in shakana or choza v'zocha. Yeah, you make a new bracha. Ugedola mizukas the rap bagos smaka ben the parents. Kiesh bnei adam shein mevatan b'shas b'dig at all kiyem b'shas reifa. The Gamosa Hago because of the Doras Achronim Tiknu the Vatal Gam Bishas has Habir Mashma She Sa'ua Ketakona Gemura V'Yim Kain Ein Tamo Am Yesh Rotsa Loma De Tzorach Gam Brocha Cheres L'Dinan Shein En Uz Rizin Kamo Shevim Ha Talmud. Stop. Ad Kan the Baruch's discussion of the action of the Ritzvah as quoted by Rav Shmuel Palaiza and his explanation. Found in Sefer Ozarur. This is what the Ma'arik says. Okay? Not completely clear what exactly he's driving at. That's what he says. I just gave you the full lashon of the Ma'arik. Well, let's take a look at the original, in the Ozarur. So I have it here on the screen. Ozarur. Elokei Aruchos, that's how it starts. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal. You have to find the letter. Rabosai, the letter, again, in the Oz, where he quotes this, I want to show it to you in the original. I want exactly the place to find it. I was going to show you the Big Dayesha by the bottom of the Mordechai, but no one even has it. So we have to go to the original to see where it is. Let's see, I wrote down where it is, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. Motze Chametz. It's in alphabetical order. Beis. This is a Pirish. Kevus can find the Siddur. Gimel. Right? It's a long Pirish. Hey. Mem. Okay. Motze Chametz. Watch this. I'm also looking inside. Shamati, the end of Motzi, before the Nun. Omar Yitzchak ben Avram, Herogel beprusa achas deshos with the sorfa at chilas shevak and the kind beer deraisa k'rabbi Shlomo, Shapirish deshas biuro hainu sheva, ubirich al osa prusa al bir chometz. Klar made a bracha. Upliahi, we saw this lashon in the Mordechai. He's quoted from Rav Shmuel Palaiza. He didn't want to make a bracha on the beer because it's only midrabbanan. The afa pishim mevarach on the chanukah u'mikum megillah kan ein mitzvah elahorim michshol miderech. This is a verbatim quotation in the Oz Aruah. What does that mean? What do the words mean? He starts off by saying to fulfill bir d'oraisa. Then he has a plea. Then he seems to say he did it in order to make the bracha. So if that's the case, the correct giras in the Mordechai should be Sreifa. But the chiddush of the ritzva is missing. It's not completely clear what is happening over here. So this is what I have to explain to you. It starts off, he started off, he wants to make a mitzvah of Sreifa d'oraisa, and then he sort of morphs into the question of the bracha. Okay? Yeah, this is the original. Neither the Marik nor the Mordechai has the full original of Rav Shmuel Polais and Oz Aruah. Now, having said this, we have to go back to the Marik, and he says this, the Chacham asked him a second kash, a second child. Watch this. Look carefully. Vasher tamata lama eino tola atam shem chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. You have a rule, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Why don't we mention that in this context? Look what he says. Look what he says. Very important. Nira leistait, Marik says, lo shayach loma chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. We say no. Wait. It's a Mishnah Avodah Zarah about the Rabbanan and Mochavan and Doraisa. It's based on the Pesach we said in Shir HaShirim. Yishakeim and Shikos Piyu, Kitovim Dodecha Miyoyim. The very Torah of the Rabbanan is even more important than the Doraisa in some ways. Ella, Akocha Mashu Mamtin, Shebrocha. It's not because he wants to fulfill a Doraisa as opposed to the Rabbanan. It's the Brocha that he's worried about. That's how it seems to have morphed into the Brocha. The sof, Hechel Leimi Vitzivanu, Huakati Lochal Chiv Srefa, not until 12 o'clock. Afima Devere Sofrim, Leimi Vitzivanu, Milo Sos, Lefibi Yishrashi. Shir Biuro, Tchilas Zayin. Until then, no. Viafa Gavnet Nan Misorfin, earlier, Nilin is Daitid, Lo Shech Lomakan Chaviva Mitzvah Mishaita, Klau. Shilo Hikpida Torah, Elo Shloyeh, Lo Chomets Brishuso. You know what's going on? Tashbisa doesn't mean burn, doesn't mean throw it on the toilet. Tashbisa means you have no chometz in your possession. Then you fulfill Tashbisa. It's not an action, it's a reality, it's a fact. Kedosha Bekiva, Eta Tashbosa Shibachot Balyra, Bayamotse, Zesh Srefa, Kloma, Bishayesha Chometz, Sorla Sofo, Uksha Elo, I have none, Elochot Balyra, Bayamotse, avoidance of thereof. Golem is there. Rabbi the parrot says, "Lada by Rabbi Yamotzei Nitik Lasena Tashbisu." You can't pshit that any guy mitzvah Ella should lo Yamotzei b'shiva v'malah. You don't have it. You don't own it. Shemkach tzorach sreifa Rabbi Kiva. The yoz ain't on nimsa klal. Shenk shemavara kodem sheva. Kshiyavo shas sheva. Mikayim u'asena Tashbisu b'shaito. Kevin shigia shas shvi for ein lo chometz. Don't have to wait till the seventh hour, as the Ritzvah did, to burn it then. As long as when the clock strikes 12 in Erev Pesach, you have no chametz, you fulfill the mitzvah. Look what he says. Otu mi she'ein lo chametz klal. Afilu posuk chemsel lamed yom, konim ha-pesach, yitztarech liknos chametz kedei l'sorfo l'kayim. It says, Tashbisu, bit miya. Not even agrees. Michas Chinuch suggests maybe you really have to do it. To go out and buy chametz, don't have to burn it. Go to Abuda. He says it can't be. Can't be. Okay? Therefore, elevated of a poshut, ein lecha hashpasa gadol imizu, umishamachi afgir achmona b'loshen b'ayiro b'ayimotzev l'afgir b'loshen s'reifu. V'imkein lo shayach lach aviva mitzvah b'shaita b'chayotzi b'zeh. There's no point in waiting until 12 o'clock and doing it. So the ritzvah is wrong. So writes the Maharik. So writes the Maharik. Now, the kasha we raised before, the Mogen Avraham against the Bach, why can't you make the bracha later on? The simple answer would be, what do you mean later on? Chazal and Matak and a bracha only on Bedikas Chametz, not on Bir Chametz. I was a Bach man on my own. People ask me, if I find Chametz and I burn it, I make a bracha, I say no. I follow the Bach. The Ramah said so. Once you finish the Bedikas Chametz, no more brachas. Done. That's what I thought. But the Magen Avraham asked, but the mitzvah still goes on till you burn the Chametz. The answer is Chazal went on mataka the bracha on the burning. The only mataka bracha on the bedika. On the bedika. We could argue, Rabosai, the Magen Avraham's kasha we saw, very nice, the bracha was nitkan on the bedika. But the mitzvah continues. Because the mitzvah of bedika and the mitzvah of beer is one long mitzvah. For I make a beer chametz. And therefore, if a person finished the phase one of the bedika, let him still make a bracha because phase two of the beer is still ahead of us. The answer may be, of course, that we have a discussion of it going retroactively. As the Dor HaZeruah said, you can go on the previous bedika. As opposed to, if there's a Hemshech B'Shev Valtasa, he gave examples of a Makeh, then you wouldn't make a bracha, but a Sreifa is an action. Now, when do you make a bracha of Al, and when do you make Le? So the Rosh said, I don't know if I have a chance to see the Rosh, the Rana was all in the Ma'am HaKomis, when it takes a long time, you use the Lashon of La. La Niach Tfilin. Lis Ate Petzitzis. Leishe Besuk. What about the Hadin Ner Shachanika? So there's a Rosh. I'll show it to you. Watch this. The Rosh is discussing, it's a very, very important Rosh here in Siman Yud, and he's discussing the various Lashonos, Al, Ole. It's very unclear, the Maskana, when you make what? Okay? He says, all these mitzvahs, L'niach tefillin, nesatim betzitzis, leishim besukah, yesh b'hem shihui, v'aloshin morakach, v'yos mu'utim betzvillin, v'yos otim betzitzis, v'leishim besukah, lechul l'tal kol ayom. Ha'al hadik ne'achadika, yesh shihui b'mitzvosa, as it says in Ma'amad Likin, mitzvosa mishatishka achama shatich l'regel ben ashuk. A little strange. I mean, you're not doing anything. It's still a chiddush. What about shofar? The shmo kol shofar, his shield of soccer made a tkias the ikka mitzvah shofar seder abrachas. Wow. All this, all the chudish in the rush. Okay. So what will happen if a person lit their Chanukah and he forgot to make the bracha? Forgot. What do you say? Do you make the bracha now? The shihui? I would have said for sure not. Because the shihui of sukkah and tzitzis and tefillin, his body is involved. He's still sitting in the sukkah. He still has mehutah betalas and betfillin. as opposed to the case of Hanukkah, where I lit the candles and I went to sleep. Yeah, amazing. Rabbi Kiveger has a chuv about this, and he says, as the Talmidim said against me, okay, we'll have to handle it. Oh, wait a minute, is the wrong one? Sorry about that. Here we go. Mi shehidlik nechaniga shachach levarach al adlakosa rakodem shehidlik kulam. This is adayin lo birich im yesh levarach alo. You can make a bracha. Why? After Niskach, Hagamad Lakoso. Now do we, after seven, he remembered it before the eighth. Even after he finished all eight, came and the Tzorg Shir Lad Lakos Mishatishka Hacham Ashatikla Rehel Mayashuk. Look in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Then you also see, Kol Zman Meshach Ad Lakoso Mitzvesu Kayemes V'Nimshach. Look in the Rosh Hapsochim. Oh, we just saw it. The Sate, Vitzitz, and the Tfilin, and the Shepesuk, and the Chanukah, Yeshem Shiyu Mitzvah. Lashon Lora, Azel, Lios, Otto, Vitzitz, and Vilashem, Vitzitz, Planning the Chanukah Shiva Mitzvasa Tichlam and Ashuk. He said the Chanukah is like Tzitzis and Tefillin Shiva Mitzvasa. So by Tzitzis and Tefillin, you can make a bracha after you put it on. That day of Mitzvasa, like going to see Yosan. So too by Ner Chanukah. Ah, he says Beferish, it's not Dovah Lagam. Kivego understands very well this distinction. Why? To Shem Osik Mitzvasa Mitzvasa Shalavosh. Then he says Achidish Nifla. Chen Mezuzah Bepischo. After in also Maisa, the Kovakom Korega with Chidas Mitzvah, dealing the total of Mezuzah, Lo Yil, Lo Mitzvah, Kana Labo. And we said before, we don't like this. My Rebbe said, you can only make a bracha on a Maisa Mitzvah. And if you move into a house with Mezuzah, you would not make a bracha against what Rabbi Kivega is suggesting. Okay? And the Prima Godim said, you don't make it by a Makah. A Makah could be, once you put it up, not a mitzvah every second, and maybe a mezuzah there would be. Whatever. But Pashto, we should follow my Rebbe said, and not make a bracha on a mezuzah which has already been affixed before. Chen lulav, tos nenuahu mea mitzvah viki over las yasan. Al kaponim, eloi menaneha yemuchus the mitzvah nenuah. Mutlav lenaneha, I can do something. But nechanika, the kol shebishas ad loche abo shemek shir. Afim rega chakach kofsa aner ein mutlav ladliko. Eishim giram b'mitzvah ashen dolek yoser. So therefore, forget it. Ofer mitzvasa. That's what I would have said. But he says, no, he comes back. Came in the kail ha-rosh b'chada. The krosim shiyu mitzvah. Yeshtoma de mikri oval asiyosan. No, Rabosai. No. The rosh only said it with respect to the text of the bracha. Al-Aleh. For Al-Aleh, that's not such a big deal. So it's considered to be good enough to be over last Yosef. But to be over last Yosef in the literal sense, I would have said no against the Chumas of Mekiveg. That's what I would have said. For example, we had this discussion, remember Abosai? I showed you the Balamor yesterday. I showed it in the Golan last week. That they say that when it comes to a Lulav, we're looking for Kunsen. So many kunsts, so many tricks. You leave the lulav down, leave the esrog down, flip it upside down, kavanish lalotzes. The mefurish gemar psachim that you make a bracha of al netilas lulav. Why? Because medag be nothing be. It's already achas yasa. So why is everyone else not giving to this? The answer is Rabosai. It's only called achas yasan. Yes or no with respect to the text of the bracha. But now with respect to the bracha itself, that's why I have the kunst of turning it upside down. Same thing over here. One more time. Rabbi said the Gemara is a psach and Zion in discussion of the text of the bracha leo al. In that context, the Gemara is a kasha with agbe nafik be, and the Gemara says yes, we make an al. Okay, fine. So the Vilna Gaon says for that very same reason, don't look for all these tricks. Whole series of tricks. Tell us lamates. Forget all the tricks. Talk that over, Lasios. And the most possible disagree. We said that we all follow the Tosfos because we say that the Gemara only said it's Yachas Yosan with respect to the text of the bracha. You make al, which is going on past tense. But in real life, it has to be over. So you have to have kunts and tricks upside down, kavanas lotzes, whatever it may happen to be. See, here too, I would have said it's only say it's considered to be a hemshich with respect to the nusach of the bracha. You make al and lachas nechanaka or lahadik nechanaka. But as far as the actual kiyum, forget about it. He went to sleep. Who cares that the candles are still burning? That's what I would have said. That's what I would have said. Fine. Now, Rabosai, let's get back a little bit to Hilchos Lulav. So now we're talking all about Pesach, almost for sure, almost primarily. Now go back to we're learning Sukkot this year, huh? Correct? Yeah. So I have our Gos Maimonides. Does anyone have a Rambam here? Anybody have a Rambam? No. I'll show you the Rambam. Let's see the Rambam. Rambam. Let's go to that Gos Maimi and Ram directly. Where is it? Aladaf. First one, a Gos Maimi. Is that Gos Maimini here at both sides? Is it Perek Zayin? Avarash Bam Omer. En Levar Kodesh Yitlenu. De Mirzi Kech Ki Chucha Tlulo. El Yitlenu Vahodi Yavarech. Havishab Avalas Yosin Kem Dika Mitzvahosu En Anua. Vashas Halel. Is Perek Lulva Gozel. Or two of the various answers which are found in our Tosfos are similar to Terutzim. Okay, by the time that's what we do, we flip it. Okay, Rabbi the Simcha Kosef she calls man she adam asking be mitzvah mevarech betov u'mikri oval asiyason el afuki shli avarech acher asiyason. V'raya mitzvillin, the Amrina may must have a baruch and alein. What does it say there? Anyone know what the Gemara says in Menachos? I see. Mishas hanachoson, atchas kshiroson. I mean, the tefillin is in front of you. It's called over the over. It's on your arm already. We'll see soon. K'vein kamad p'sachim, mesve, not the lotzis ba mevarach al natilas lulav. Shani has the midin davi nafik bey. Why? To cause man shu tov so osik b'mitzavi, as it says in the Gemara, hold on to it. Period. This is it. Didn't say nanuim. Didn't say halel. Every minute you hold on to it is a mitzvah. Rabosai. He's making reference to the Gemara, Rabbi Osei, Mem Aleph Med Beis. Let's see it again. You've seen it once before. Mem Aleph Med Beis. Last five lines. Min Hagan Shal Anshi Yerushalayim. Yotze Mi Beis of Lulav HaBiyodo. Holuch Leves HaKnesses Lulav HaBiyodo. Kori Krishma Lulav HaBiyodo. Kori B'Torah V'Nos Skapa V'Nich Al Gabi Kaka. Holuch Vaka Cholim Nigma Velem Lulav HaBiyodo. Shilz Beis HaMedrish. Mashaga Lulav HaBiyad B'No HaBiyad Avdo HaBiyad Shluchol. Etc. So he's too busy learning. He can't hold on to it. See, it's a mitzvah all day. Mitzvah all day. V'lo nira l'ravyo. Sorry, guys. Rabbi Yonah doesn't like this whole shtickl Torah. Why? But now, meaning, guys, see, we shall be a row of mitzvahs, tefillin, name as a miracle, eh? Rab Acha may over last the Yosin, and Funa, and Bishas as the Yosin, and the Chain, and Pirate Gimel Shachlu, Bob, and Amir of Chista, Shachav, lo Achel, Shachav, lo Birech, Vachule, Mashma, the Hedra, Shalachat Chila, Tzorach, Levara, Konam, Ascholas, Achila, Afal P, Sheshos, Bachila, Levara, Konam, Gomra, the Chain, tefillin, Tzorach, Levara, Konam, Askshira, Da Hainu, Hiduk, Shemahadek, Barosh, as it says in Nichus Tfil. This is a fascinating citation. A fascinating citation. Okay, let's go and see what we can make of it. So the Mefarshim suggests as follows. According to the Rav Yoh, the Hanacha before the Hiduk, you go like this, right? Everyone pull the tefillin like this, pull it tight. That's a part of the mitzvah. It's a Hechsher. I mean, the Simcha holds, you see that what? The Hanacha is part of the mitzvah itself. It's part of the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah.
We call the
Hiduk
the Kshira, meaning
the
Hiduk is just the
tightening. The tightening. Well, let's see how the Rambam paskens is shown. This is also in the Rambam Komas, Rambam Hilchos Tfilin. I'll read it to you, I'll show it to you already. Once we're so close. Tfilin? Hilchos Tfilin, I was saying. The Rambam's Lush. Sorry about that. Tefillin, call a mitzvah mevorach l'mal as yasan, call him as yasan. Tefillin tzor levorach al tefillin shel yad, achar hanoch al kiboris, call them kshirasan, she kshirasan duy as yasan. Before you pull it tight, right? Everyone does that. Everyone follows Rambam. I think so. That's how I was taught by mitzvah. No, still taught the same way. Rabbi Shechter still taught about how the Rav of Baron Salvation was taught by mitzvah the wrong way because his father wasn't there. So, you were taught the right way, I assume. Okay. So we wait and then we pull it. This is the Rambam's lush Menuchas Tfilin. Okay. Now it's a fascinating Kesef Mishnah. It's hard to understand what he's saying. Take a look. Quotes a Gemara. Menachas Aflam and Haman base. Let's look at, sorry, I used to see the Gemara. Me'emes and Mavarach Aleim Mishas Hanocho Atchas Kshira. Yesh the Daklek with Divi Rabbeinu. Hey, come! I'm sure the call mitzvahs mevorach aleim. I will ask you from the fichach tzorach mevorach achar anocha aderabo mevorach kol anocha mitzvei mevorach kol anas yoson. Two answers of Yosef Kara gives. Yesh lama tibinan she mevorach kol anas yoson besamuch uchad the mashma lisha the over just before ukshiras and zui as yoson mevorach kol anachas na lo avi over as yos too early just before. Yesh lama. To be inan she yavarech kol dem asiyason besamuch uchad the mash malisha the over ukshiras duy asiyason from yavarech kol dem anachasan lo have it over it's over the over you have to put it here. You know why? If you take the tefillin in your palm of your hand, you go asher l'nanich tefillin, then you first have to go like this. Too late, too much of a gap. That's teretz number one. Everyone follow me? Teretz number one. Odei shlomar. The fichah tzol levar kodem akshiras and koi, v'lo acher anocha, v'lo osa shmina ela de lo neim anochas and zui asiyosan, v'tzol levar kodem anocha. You might think you had to make the bracha before you put it on your arm. No, that's wrong. The lesser, ela kshiras and zui asiyosan. The fichah yochal levar kodem kshirasan, afa pishu acher anochasan. U'mashikos tzol levar hachikama kodem kshirasan tzol levar. Kneshli ye acher asiyasan, avalim rotsu levara kodem anachasan, horoshus biyado. It's against the Gemara. Tarabonan, mishas anachasan, lav lameima, de kodem lechen lo yavarech, and lomar, shaf mishas anachasan, Yivarach l'shabach hashem olas yasan. What a chiddush nifla menorah. Debi arash v'ran lulav agazel that we saw. Nirach moshe chazati b'tchila. Yivarach kodem anochi. It has to be right then and there. It cannot be any earlier than that. Okay? Fine. So, according to the first teretz, Rabbi Osai, the hanochah is not part of the Maisa mitzvah and bepashtus. It's just a prep. Just a prep. A prep. Not part of the mitzvah at all. Second teretz, well, look, he's involved in the preparation to the mitzvah. Maybe he can make a bracha before as well, even though it's not samach so much to the actual tightening. Let's see what it says in Hilchos Tefillin. I asked if it's Hilchos Tefillin. I've also said a little bit. Everyone puts on Tefillin every day. You should learn a little bit of Hilchos Tefillin. Something. In Hilchos Tefillin. Somewhere in Zion, it's a very, very long Sukkot. The question becomes, Rabbi Osai, he quotes the, a little bit complicated. Quite long. Give you b'kitzur nimrus, so I'm looking at finding it inside. By bedikas chametz, Rabbi Osai, we say what? The bedika is the tzarach of the beer, and you make a bracha on it. Nuso here? Here? She's about to make a bracha on the hanocha. Look for something, see if I can find it. Yes, Yad Ephraim, Baruch Hashem, got it. Oh, whoa! What is that? He says, "Kol Shkein that he called the Taz, the name of Kanshna Nocha Yilatzorach Hakshira, the same as you make a bracha before the Bedika Tzorach Beer." So certainly you make a bracha on anocha called the Tzorach Kshira. Lo kashamidi, says Rabbi Ephraim Zalmagolius. Tohosam abdika atzma mitzvah. That's what we keep saying. Chazal mataka and a mitzvah b'dika chamas with a bracha. Fiyafim lo motzah chamas b'dika levara and bracha also levatola. Rabbi say, check, him up with nothing. It's not a bracha levatola. Shedata ima bracha levara yimtza. And if not, can Shabbos or Levara call him a B'dika Shiva Atzma Mitzvah? Masha'en can come to Yafagav the Anocha Tzorech HaKshira because of Anocha B'Atzma in a Mitzvah Sheminiach V'lokosha in a Klum U'Bechosu Levatola Im can Tzor Levara Al Hasiya Ikoris and a Kodam HaKshira. So that's perfect. That's right. That's the Pshat. That's the Yad Ephraim saying Pshat. Beautiful Pshat. The Taz is not so into this. Efter Taz, the Tamei Sof Simon Tov Lama the base of Kotan Dala Shekosa Avshom Shabrocha Koi Al Mashi Yivar Lemocha Bevadai. The Taz says it's going on when you burn it later on. We mentioned it a little bit earlier today. This Nakuda. So what do you see? I can make a bracha before the Hachana, and Bedikas Chomis is a Hachana. Hamashmoso is Anachas Tefillin on the arm, Hachana for the Kshira. So therefore the second teretz of the Kesef Mishnah could be correct. But now, Rabbi Osai, I assume that everybody learned when you were young not to speak between Tefillah and Shiat and Tefillah and Shirosh. That's the first thing I teach you when before Amisa. I think most people are very careful about this. They don't speak when they shouldn't speak otherwise, but they won't go into Adchas V'Shalom to be Mekachik on Klal Yisrael. But between Tefillah and Shiat and Shirosh, no one, am I correct? Nobody speaks. Nobody speaks. Yeah? Yeah? Let's take a look and see why it's so, because it relates directly to our sugya of Oval Asiyasa. So it's a Gemara has to see Masechta Menachas. Watch this. Look what it says. Sach bein tefila le tefila chozer mevarech. Sachin lo, sach lo. If you don't speak, no bracha. Va ashalach avchia al tefila shiad laniach tefil shirosh amitzah tefilin. No. By Rava Damit Tavaya lo sach mevarech achas sach mevarech shtayim. Tana sach bein tefila le tefila averehi biyada v'chozel la meyorcha mechama. Whoa. It's a serious sin. What's the nature of this sin? What's wrong with speaking between Shiyan and Shirosh? What does Rashi say? How does Rashi explain it? Sach men tefila tefila v'lo birich al Shirosh el esamach al brocha rishona then aver b'yarchos mech l'chama. As it says in Sota, what's the Aveira? You end up putting on tefillin shel rosh with no bracha. Rabbi say, anybody here make only one bracha on tefillin? That's nobody in our world. Even though the Vilna Gaon said one bracha, the Sfarim said when Mechav is one bracha, we always make, we follow by the time, make two bracha, but just in case we're wrong, what do we say? Baruch Hashem. Make sure first to put it on tight before it makes it worse. You're turning by mitzvah. Fine. So according to Rashi, if I speak between Shiyan and Shirosh, you know what the problem is? The Shlaniach, which is the only bracha, according to Rashi. That's it. The Gon Paskins, that's what the Rambam says, etc. Shulchanah, Machaber. That bracha has now become disconnected from Shiyan and Shirosh. So you end up putting on Shiyan and Shirosh with no bracha. That's the Aveira B'yodah. This is a serious Aveira. I have to go back to Aruch Yamachama. Wow. Wow. What's the Aveira? Doing a mitzvah to say with no bracha. It's called an Aveira. Gavalt. This is what Rashi says. Tosfos, as you know, is not happy with this. You all know this. No one follows this practice to my knowledge. Tosfos. Sach. What's all to say? The Kamadakim Shodim Shochet Ofo, so Behemos Harbe, the Sach Ben Ofloof, Shechoz and Mavarach, who become a very Biodo, can I mean a Hacha, Shechoz or Lemi Orcha Machama? You know why? Bracha Shed Shriha. You made new brachas, you didn't have to. What do you speak for? Just go straight through. That's the Aver Shabiodo. That's the Aver Shabiodo. It's told me it's not true. Maybe there's nothing wrong with having extra brachas. So what's wrong with tefillin? Look at this. Not like Rashi says because you're missing a bracha on Shirosh. Not like Tosfos says you make an extra bracha on Shirosh. A totally new pshat. Totally new. Shadei tefillin. Shemitzvah achas hein. Tefillin is different. It's one mitzvah. You cannot separate between one mitzvah and the other. So you can't talk. I will hasam shim yirtza yishlo, shim yirtza lo yishlo. You can talk all you want. They're not joined together with the hip. I can check one animal and walk away, or I can check the second animal. And they're not so closely connected, not a problem to speak in between. By shchita. By tefillin, it's before shchita. No, you can't speak. Me and Mistabra, the came and the yachal lifter, and the bracha, and the dabra, and the shchita, and the bracha, and the shchita, and the svar is correct. as it says in Yuma and in Sota. Yeah, ain't a bracha called a bracha shein tzricha. We don't. We try to avoid bracha shein tzricha. Ama kem yachol lift asa bebracha shnei karle bracha shein tzricha. V'shem asach bein of la of kisach beemtesu dasa. Wait a second. Wait a minute. If I talk in the middle of my meal, I'm making a new bracha. No. So maybe once I shefted one oaf and I talk in between, that's not enough of a hefsek to require another bracha, which is ain't a tzricha. No. It's like talk in the middle of a meal. You take a bite of bread, make a motzi, and you talk. Make a new motzi. No, but in his right mind. The Tosfos is now suggesting that. Wow. Wow-wee. Wow-wee. Pile ploy. Any event, Tosfos says, Rabbi Osai against Rashi, what's the aver biyado? You go in a bracha shen a tzricha. Right, so you have two sheets. Rashi, you do a mitzvah without a bracha, the shalrosh, and Tosfos, you make a, you're requiring a new bracha. Fine. But, Rabbi Osai, is there a third shot? As I asked you to see in the Maram Makomas, I hope you all saw it by now. I hope so. It's a riff. Rosh Hashanah. Oh, I write on the page. Shalom ikame resh besifta. Hamavarach yom Rosh Hashanah atkiel shalva. Bosa sefer Torah. We call it atkiel tamiusha, right? Finish laning. Watch. V'hisiach. And he spoke. Sarach levarach al tchias shall say their bracha solo. Second bracha, and then we call it tchias de meubad. Yes or no? Interesting shayla. What's it in? Vahadalu, the Rosh Masifta answered. What did he answer? Hachin kochazir rabbanan shegoarin bezeh shesach ashul yitka say their bracha. We scold him. Avolach sal levarach in a chose. No need for new bracha. Vlodam you have the tefillin, as it says, Soch ben tefillin, tefillin, you have to make a new bracha. It's different. Hanach shtei mitzvahs ninu. Sheyad namakal sharosh, rosh namakal sheyad. El lohodam avarach, hei brichu lechamaisa. A new bracha. A bracha about mitzvahs tefillin. Rabbos, according to the riff, like Rashi and the Rambam, you make a mitzvahs tefillin, once in your life. When you mistakenly spoke. But every day you make only one bracha, the niach tefillin. A new world, you're about to say. A new world. Could be the Rav made one bracha. You heard from Rabbi Shach, the Rav called the Nus, the Hagi Agra. We have Rabbi Shach himself also makes only one. These are Gadol, they have different. We're plain people, we follow the Rav. We make two brachas.
Have you known that Rabbi
Shach
only does one?
Who dabbles with him in the mornings? You ever sit close to him? Tomorrow morning, I make you a spy. If you come on, I have to come early, though. Apparently, you have to come early. One of your friends who comes early, just look after him. He makes one or two brachas. We're plain Jews. We make two brachas. Tosfos. Rambo. Oh, so the riff only made one bracha. Watch. Umakshin and Sochin lo soch lo. Aye, Shiro, mitzvahs. Well, they say, lo soch mevarach achas. Im soch mevarach shtayim. Now, Rabbi Natan says, soch mevarach shtayim on the Shorosh itself. Soch mevarach only on mitzvahs. Because you've already made a laniach which goes on both. If lo soch. Soch mevarach shtayim, two new brachas on the Shorosh after the bracha you made on the Shoyad. Because the laniach goes on both, and the conversing cut off the relationship. The laniach and the shorosh. Whoa, so we pask. We Ashkenazim, the follow the Rama. Fine. Okay. Afal pikein kosher losiach. Even though you wouldn't make a new bracha in the case of the shofar, you shouldn't be speaking. Why? The tanya, soch ben tefillah, the tefillah, Avera hi biyoda v'choz me'ocha mechoma. V'koshken ki hait shesach ben tkiyas tem yushin v'tkiyas tem umat. Wait a second. Wait one second. According to Rashi, the problem was there's no bracha on the Shalrosh. According to the Tos, the problem was he made an extra bracha. Shein Shricha. Neither pshat applies over here in the middle of the tkiyas. So clearly, the Rebbe is what we call in our language a third shita. A third shita. What does that mean? You're not supposed to speak between the tkiyas temyushim and the tkiyas temumot. Even though it doesn't make a no new bracha is required. It's also to speak anyway. It means arrive from tefillin. The Mordechai says in Chulin, they're not supposed to speak between shchita and kisi adam, which is a gemara shchita. Now the Rosh said, he said already earlier, no, it's only by tefillin. We saw it earlier, we read it. By tefillin is unique. The Balamor says the way Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Unique. Only because tefillin is two mitzvahs, you want to put them together, you cannot speak between them. But in the middle of a mitzvah itself, so what? Speak all you want. And the Ramban says the same thing, the Chulin. Two mitzvahs, you got to put them together, can't speak. But a Suda, or even two shchitas, hey man, you had one slice of bread. Either you can choose to have another slice or not have another slice. You can't say you're in the middle of surgery, in the middle of something important. You can either continue or not continue. Let me share with the Lashon of the Ramban, please.
Or do we say shchita in and of itself is a mitzvah?
Could be some matir. We spoke yesterday about Matilah Shadayim and Allah Tvila. Could be Allah Shchita is the same thing. It's a matir, eat the flesh, eat the meat. Maybe a mitzvah as such. Let's take a look at the Ramban. I want to show you the words inside. Should be here. Oh, what does it say? You make a shechita, and only a new bracha. And so the baruch acha kisui. One bracha. Rav Yitzchak is the Rebbe has to riff. Tefillin ain mitzvah achova. Shechita bechoseh kekvi suda ubracha shehein b'ayin b'tocha b'ayin sicha mafsekes. You can make a bro. You can talk in the middle of a meal. What's wrong? I don't understand what the problem is. So writes the Ramban. This is the Ramban svar, a fascinating svar. This is the Ramban in Masechta Chulin. But the Rosh in Masechta Chulin seems to say, Rabbi Osai, exactly the reverse. The Rosh and Chulin watch this. Look carefully. Hera de sach ben of la of, ho ye nira de chos and vorach mo gabay tefillin. Sach ben tefillin de tefillin. V'sheva be tefillin hu be'aveir tfei, fi she'en mitzvah achas. Ava b'shchita, im yirtza yishchot Yosef, im yirtza lo yishchot, Mistaber, It's called a bracha shein tzricha. Watch. Look what he says. Opposite of the Rambam. He says, "Soch ben ofof, soch lachzal levarach." Shall he soch ben tefillah and tefillah? Chozem levarach. Why? Kshek shehivsik v'soch ben tayim gomar mitzvasa shabirach alav tzar levarach shenis. Chozem shtichus shtei ofos v'soch ben em came with the iboy shachet iboy lo shachet. Iko gomar mitzvah v'kema shivsik b'sicha tzar levarach. Avla mevarach al mitzvah v'hischel v'lasas v'soch kolon shegomara. Ainu chos nevarach kon tkiya shofar ukriyas halel umegillah v'chayotzi behem kevin lo sagilei de lo gomer avagav de sokol of shagama mitzvah in tzorah lachzal nevarach. The opposite, Rabbosai. You shouldn't speak between shchit and shchichas. You didn't have to go further. So therefore, your talk is over. Here, where you must finish it, it's not considered to be absent. Isn't the Ramban to the reverse? Go back to the Ramban for a second. What the Ramban say? Tefillin is mitzvah she'enem akvas vehein chova. That's what that means. Avo shchita b'chosea k'kviya suda u'brocha she'en bo'en b'socha en tzichem afsekas. Seems to be saying, if you have to finish it, then it is afsek. If you don't have to finish it, it's like a meal. The rush is the other way around. A meal is different. Obviously, a meal is different according to the rush. You cannot compare Birchas HaMitzvahs to Birchas HaNenin. Obviously, it's different. Even though you don't have to continue it, Sicha is not considered to be a hefsek, because Birchas HaNenin is different. The brachas on the entire meal with a hefsek. Oh. So now Rabbi will say, Halacha Lamaisa. Do you ever speak in the middle of a mitzvah? Well, mitzvah Sukkah, as we start the year, I'm going to talk about the Sukkah. Of course, you can talk in the sukkah. Huh?
It's a
new chumrah. Yeah. You got to talk in the house, you got to talk in the sukkah. I don't say you should talk things you shouldn't be speaking in the house. We don't say Teshu Kedur on that. But, yeah. You know what comes up? Bedikas Chametz. That's what comes up. So if the rush is still here, we erased it. Erased it. I'm sorry, I wasn't smart. Watch this. Here we go. V'yesh omrish ein lebodek ledaber at shigma abdika. V'yesh mosifin od Yosef omrim shim soch b'dvarim di'alma shlomein abdika tzor lachzor levarech. He's talking in the middle of the summit. There's a minute go v'chol zei nirili. That's for sure. Example that I just gave you. You can't talk about missing the sukkah. Oh, where? Ben tefillin the tefillin. Why? The bracha we show in a kayama nami anachas chon shorosh vimsoch tzor levarach pamacheres laniach tefillin appears to be in a tam. So the bracha shein tzrich. It's not in the middle of a mitzvah. It's a second mitzvah which you didn't start yet. And if you're talking, it's no good. Well, if Rashi nami came in the train mitzvahs nenu v'lo makvi adodi v'lo soch en tzor levarach al mitzvahs tefillin can have a hesach adas. You should make sure not to talk until you finish the bedika. Okay? This is the rush. Korban Nisano, they have it. Okay. The Korban Nisano, Rabbi Osai, so I'll save a little bit of time. Uvitasim and Toflam and Basif Kongin Gim Game Bazaar. Not the same. Why? The Sukkah Suda and Yurtsa Yochal Hafsik Biemsa. Filo Yochal Yoser. Mashenke Bidika. Tlo Sagile the Kosh the Gama Bidika. Mer the Kosh the Gama Dain also Chelik and Nikwa Scholaslo. And the door, he says, his facts are wrong. Yochal Hafsik Bidika Zu. And the facts are wrong. I would have said, Adrabba, the Rosh Hashitoso, if you have to finish, Sikha's not a hefsek. Like by Shofar and Halal and Megillah, we saw before. And Bedikas Chumash, you have to finish. The Shitoso. And so you're passing the Loch on the Maisa. I put these things on the Marav Makomas. Let's read through them one by one. Let's start with Tov Lamed Beis Sif Aleph. We were here. I have to start everything all over again. I'm sorry. I'll show you all the halachos if we can in Shulchan Aruch about this topic. Start Ichos Pesach. That's what we're holding by right now. What does it say here? Korah Shiyaskel Nivdok Yivarech. And he said to the Ramah, until you finish. V'yizor shal yadabe ben abrocha l'tchilas abdika. V'tov shal yadabe ben dvorom achem ashigma abdika. Kol abdika. V'shiyosim en libo l'vdok l'chol makom v'shom yizmah chometz. It's not a real halacha. It's a good thing to do. It's not a tzma'akim at all. It's a good thing to do. That's Tov Lamed Beis Sif Aleph. Now let's turn further. Hilchas Shofar. Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis. Lo Yasiach, Lo Atokev, Lo Masibov, Lo Mitkiyas Tim Yushev, Lo Mitkiyas Tim Uba. But nonetheless, Ein Tzorech Lachs Olavarch. So it's not as bad as we might think. I mean, you shouldn't do it. Mr. Buber saying. Lo damer esoch ben tefillin and tefillin. Hosem shtei mitzvah sein. Vashegen achat chul achat a mitzvah hi. Therefore, if you're the soch tefillin, betel me in tekiyas the mishush asman, it's over. Now, not only if you speak between the tekiyas the miyushav and tekiyas the meumad, you don't have to go back and make a new bracha. Even in the middle of the miyushavs, in many machzor, is a yirotzen. Is he rotz? Do you say the rotz or you don't say the rotz? So there are two reasons not to say it. One is a Kabbalah, some Kabbalah stuff over there. And two, it's a hefsek. It's a hefsek.
It's Kabbalah Tuesday or Kabbalah not to say?
No. Kabbalah. I mean, it's
no,
it's,
no. I'm saying, I'll be Kabbalah to say
it. Should say it, sure. They have certain Kabbalistic things. I mean, we try to stay away from these things. Okay? But I don't want to get involved in these kind of things. Oh, lo yomar ha'irotzon anidus v'machzorim ben tkiyas v'miyusha v'ak yahara b'libo v'ayirosi b'piv o shiyom ha'irotzon achat gemara tkiyas v'miyusha. But in the middle of the miyusha it's much more chamur. Derech HaChaim says also the hafzik afil b'tfilis comes to the Derech HaChaim. See, if you should just don't say it, we don't say it. I don't, I mean, some people do say it. I'm not going to stop them because it's in the machzor. But Mishnah Berurah said he shouldn't say. Hilchos Halal Rabosai. Today's Rosh Chodesh. What's in Yonah Diyoma? Okay. In Yonah Diyoma. Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Tov Chav Beis. Then have Sokka. If you be emesah shol b'shalom adam should tzorach lina bo kovad may shalom rabbis, we have this in the Gemara Brachos Af Yudal. B'nyach lo yafsik. Okay, but if he's well, that's what he says. Before we go any further, I want to show you in the Bir Halacha asterisk. Oh, Sounds like that's a poskin of the yoch and the bevarach al halal. Who said a bracha on halal this morning? Raise your hand. You all did. We're Ashkenazim. The Sfarim, no bracha al roshcha. It's a minik. Rabbos say in the fourth perek, it's a whole long discussion. That's all supposed to be the June's man. Who's coming June's man? You'll be a June's man? You won't? You're not sure? You'll be a June's man? Not sure? You'll be a June's man? Good. So we have a Roif. Okay, so we'll say you're a Jew's man on the fourth parak. There's a whole big sugya of Brach Alaminik. A very major sugya. So the Mechaber says, no. Hal Vashchosh Laminik. And Shach was a Hefsek. Shekor Rabbi Yochid. Och, we did have a Mechaber. Shevi Milu Maladas HaRamba. Shein Mevorochen HaKlab Vashchosh HaLala. Vishenogu Kavosei. Not to speak. Mashma the sphere that didn't say shadow chuliyama. For lo dummy the misha korba sefer to hilim the yochel after becholdova the shani yochel who pursue nisa v'chashiv yoser ulahochi and hafsin bichdi usvaras when it scares with brachos of yudalit after fi amaskanasham mahani akalparim svarasu shall the hafsin bichdi. Even though there's no bracha whatsoever, it still should be a mafsik. What does he mean? Who does bracha sudal ba'al peh? Bracha sudal. What does it say Bahal of a Megillah Mashi Afsik. Kavachom a Krishma, the right supposed call there one of me boy. Odilma, pursue my Nisa. What do you mention? Pursue my Nisa. I'm asking you, Shaila. Hal Rosh Chodesh, pursue my Nisa. Hal will be said Pesach night, pursue my Nisa. Maybe Hanukkah. It's a question of women, maybe Potter from that. We're going to the discussion again. Pose a Mekachlo. So since the svara over here of Pesum and Issa or the equivalent has nothing to do with the bracha, the two issues, being mafsik because there's a bracha before and after, that's issue number one. Issue number two is an intrinsic problem even if there's no bracha. Most of we're out of time. I wanted to finish the sugya, almost finished the sugya, almost. So I think that we have to. I have to give you new ma'amar comments for tomorrow because we're basically finished. I want to start the mishnah daf mem aleph. So I'll try to write something up now, and you'll be around the rest of the afternoon. So if I leave something on my desk, I will do that. Okay.